Oh, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, I intended to share one word, but as Deacon Ron read the gospel, the Lord just began to speak something to me that's a little bit silly, but I believe it's a prophetic word for us. I remember years ago, one of the things that God spoke to us many years ago, and you have to realize when God speaks a prophetic word, sometimes it's about just that moment or that season. But often it's about something God wants you to see that still stays true, that's a perpetual word, a reality. Sometimes you'll speak a word that begins now, but it doesn't stop. The season doesn't mean that it's going to end in a few months. There are different ways that prophetic words come. And God spoke a word to us about living a radical life for him. And it said that many of the disciples left their nets, because many of them, not all of them, were fishermen. It says they left their nets and followed him. And the Lord spoke to us the fact that their nets represented their source of income. It represented their livelihood, their security, their ability to provide for their family. It was their safety. It was their security. And the Lord said that we're going to have to learn to live life without nets. And the image where it was an acrobatic act. It's one thing to do the high wire and you have a nets below because it's safe. It's another thing to remove the nets and still walk in the high wire. And that's what the Lord was saying, that we, like them, are going to have to be willing to live life without nets. We're going to go for it. We can't make sure we're going to be safe first, or it's going to be okay first, or we're not going to get rejected first. We've got to go for it. And this is probably a word I'm going to post on ASIN because it means a lot to me. From just what God said. And this is what he was saying. You know, John the Baptist was one of the weirdest guys, especially in the New Testament. Many people think of him as the last Old Testament prophet. He was actually, of course, New Testament, but also Old Testament. He's sort of this transitional guy. It reminds me a lot of people like Elijah, people like Jeremiah, Ezekiel, people who did crazy things like lay on your side for a year and cook food over cow manure. You know, be unclothed before Israel as a prophetic word for over a year. Those are strange words. And here's John the Baptist, who at a fairly young age went out and lived in the wilderness, wore camel's hair. He ate locusts and honey. None of you have done any of those things. And he simply was proclaiming the message, being a forerunner and preparing the way for Jesus. And when Jesus appeared and John had all these followers who thought he might be the Messiah, he gave his whole ministry away. He said, no, he's the Lamb of God. You know, follow him. And when people came to John and said to him, aren't you concerned? You're losing your ministry. Ever since you said that guy was the Lamb of God, people have begun to leave your ministry and they began to follow him. And John's answer was that I'm just a friend of the bridegroom. And the friend of the bridegroom rejoices to hear the bridegroom's voice, and I must decrease that he might increase. That's a pretty radical life. You know, none of the normal things that would fit our society, nor none of the normal safety nets. How did John provide for himself? How did he take care of himself? Did he have just one camel suit, or did he have three or four in his closet? Did he get his locusts and honey at the local locust and honey store, or was he a scavenger? I think he was a scavenger. I think he was just radically different and unique. And then he spoke out publicly about Herod's sin, his immorality, he just didn't hold anything back. Gave away his ministry. And this is what the Lord was speaking to me today, which is like a silly little word, but it's a prophetic word for us. And again, I'm going to post it on As and Oars. John the Baptist lost his head. And if you're going to live a radical life for Christ, especially in the days ahead, you've got to be willing to lose your head for Jesus. And what holds us back is our head, our thought life. We worry and we're fearful. We want to be careful. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. I'm going to get rejected. I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to be silly. That's what keeps us from moving in signs and wonders. So many people that I've known won't really go for it, speak the word of the Lord over a person because they're afraid if it doesn't happen, they're going to look silly, get rejected. That person's going to be discouraged. Well, the deal is they're not going to be any sicker than they were before. And if you don't go for it, they might not get healed at all. And the Christian life is a life of faith. And faith is this. He says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And much of the way we live our Christian life doesn't make sense at all. Faith doesn't make sense at all to me. Calls those things which are not as though they were. What? You mean I'm supposed to act like something so when it isn't so in order for it to be so because I know it is so, but it doesn't look like it's so, doesn't feel like it's so. Everybody else is telling me it's not so. Or God calls me to give away everything I have. I've known many people who've given away their homes, given away everything they had. That's not living by your head. And we're living in a day where more and more all of us are calling, though we may not use those words, have a forerunner calling. There's a forerunner calling on the church because we're preparing the way for the coming of the Lord, even in the terms of just revival. And people who prepare the way for the presence of the Lord to come, remember we read yesterday in Psalm 68? It says, when God's presence comes, the heavens drop. And so as we prepare, anytime you prepare for the presence of the Lord, there are radical people who do radical things, and they got to be willing to lose their head for Jesus. John was always prepared to lose his head. And I'm just saying to you, living by faith is radical. Living by faith doesn't make sense. Living by faith is scary. Living by faith is uncomfortable. Living by faith is not putting your security in the American dream and all the things we put our security in. If you're going to live by faith and live a life of extravagant, radical obedience, then you're going to have to be willing to lose your head. We're all praying about revival, aren't we? We're calling forth revival. We believe revival's happening in Selma. But we as believers, if we're going to issue in the presence of the Lord at the level that God wants us to, we're going to have to lose our heads and be radical like John the Baptist. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.